The second parak of Masechta Shabbos deals with what lights are appropriate, what wicks are appropriate to use or to kindle on a Friday night. There's a mitzvah to ensure that one has light in one's home on Friday night. Various different reasons are given. Perhaps it's for shalom bayis, in order to provide a little bit of light for the home. Rashi actually mentions that it's not considered appropriate for a king to eat in a darkened room, and therefore having lights in a room is appropriate and gives proper honor to the Shabbos. Our Mishnah begins with a question, Bameh Madlikin Uvama Ein Madlikin. From what types of oils and wicks can we light in our Shabbos lamps? And with what do we not light our Shabbos lamps? The concern appears to be that if the wick or the fuel does not burn well, it might go out, or it might give off a weak light, which perhaps would encourage a person to move to a location which is much brighter, or one might come to tilt the lamp. Those are those reasons it would be forbidden to use such an inferior type of lamp for one's light on Shabbos night for Friday night. Mishnah therefore continues, what are the forbidden types of wicks? What are the wicks that one cannot use for the candle Friday evening? A madlikin, says the Mishnah, lo velechesh, not with a cedar bast. Cedar blast is the fiber just underneath the bark. Lo vechosen, with uncombed flax, so it's pieces of stalk mixed in. Lo vechalach, not with low quality silk. Lo bif silas ha'idon, nor with willow bast, which is the fiber just underneath the bark also. Lo vechilas ha'midbar, not with desert fiber. Lo veroka shalpnei hamayim, or with sea moss. And now the Mishnah lists forbidden types of fuels. Lo bezefes, not with liquid pitch. Lo beshava, not with melted wax. Lo beshemen kik, nor with cottonseed oil. Lo beshemen sreifa, and not with oil that's obligated to be burnt. For example, truma. Truma oil needs to be, that becomes tame. A person must burn it, must remove it. Why? Since a person might end up using it for one's own personal benefit, it is forbidden to use truma for one's personal benefit, and therefore it needs to be burnt. It's considered semen sreifa, and therefore one would not be able to use it Friday night for Shabbos. Lova alya, not with fat from a sheep's tail, v'lova chelev, nor with tallow. Again, what is the problem with all these types of fuel? All of these fuels, perhaps they do not burn very well, and again, a person might come and might encourage somebody to go to a brighter location, or they might come to tilt the lamp, both of which are forbidden to do on Shabbos. Nachum Hamadi Omer, Nachum Hamadi says, Madlikin v'chel mevusha, we may light with boiled tallow. Chachamim Omerim, Echa mevusha, Echa Hashem mevusha, in Madlikin bo, according to Chachamim, both are considered, whether it's boiled or not boiled, this chelev is considered inferior and cannot be used. What is the precise issue that we are concerned with? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos, in Perek Hei Halacha Ches, according to the Rambam, what is our fear? Our fear is that if the oils that are listed in the Mishnah, if they do not draw up by the wick properly, since the light does not burn well, our fear is that when we might pour the oil onto the opening of the lamp. Another possibility we might be specifically concerned with is that maybe the light will become extinguished and there'll be a lack of shalom bayis. There'll be a lack of, shall we say, tranquility in the home. We might bump into things. How will a person be able to eat properly? In the olden days, there's no electricity. And so if our candles become extinguished, it would really ruin the quality of our Shabbos. Let's go back for a minute and just to clarify one issue, the concept of shemen sreifa. What exactly is the issue with shemen sreifa? So again, oil that was for truma, and it becomes tame. How, the only thing we're allowed to do with this oil is to, in fact, to burn it. One is actually permitted to derive benefit, to receive hana from such oil when it is burning. That's a Mishnah, actually, in Truma. But the Gemara goes on to explain then what's the problem in our Mishnah. The problem in our Mishnah is we are concerned. What are we concerned with? We're concerned that if a Yom Tov were to fall out on Friday, and you're going to light, of course, Mi Ba'od Yom, you're going to light the candle while it is still daytime on Friday, before Shabbos begins. You're going to, of course, light candles on a Yom Tov. We're worried that you'll be end up burning this oil that is Tameh from Truma on a Yom Tov. There's a specific halacha, there's a specific zera de Rabbanon, that one is not allowed to have anything, the source of why we are not allowed to burn oil on the Friday is in fact discussed in further detail in the next Mishnah. Mishnah Beis. E madlikin b'shemen srefa b'yodo. One may not light with oil that is destined to be burnt on a Yom Tov. Again, picking up this idea from the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel says, E madlikin b'itran mipnei kavod ha-shabbos. Says Rabbi Shmuel, one may not light with itran, which is waste matter from pitch. Once the pitch comes out from the tree, the fire causes this waste matter, which is clear as oil, to run from the pitch. That's how Rashi explains it. And even though it is drawn by the wick, you may not light the Shabbos lamp with it. Why not? You make for the Shabbos because of the respect for Shabbos. And the reason is, although the quality of light is fine, this itron has a very poor odor. And therefore, we are worried. And since it has a foul odor, since it has a very poor smell to it, we are worried that a person will come up and will walk out of their room and sit in darkness on Shabbos evening, and that would be inappropriate. The person is obligated to sit and eat and enjoy by the light of this lamp. However, Chachamim Matirim. The Chachamim permit lighting the Shabbos lamp with all of the oils, whether it's the sesame oil, the nut oil, the tzinotas oil, fish oil, the bakuas oil, all those various types of oils, Chachamim permit one to use for the Shabbos lamp. Chachamim atir mechol ashmanim, whether it's b'shemen shumshamim, b'shemen egozim, b'shemen tzinonos, b'shemen dagim, b'shemen bakuas, the itran uvenef. All of those types of oil, Chachamim permit one to use for the lamp Friday night. What are these pakuo oil? It is apparently this type of fruit from a wild vine, which resembles apparently small watermelon, and from whose seeds oil is in fact produced. Another interpretation is, according to Bar Tanura, that it comes from not a watermelon, but from a desert gourd. The last two items, the itran of the neft, again with this tar, or with this neft, also Chachamim will permit to use them for one's oil. Chachamim fill the lamp will burn well. Chachamim were also not worried that the bad smell, the poor odor of this itran will cause people to leave their lamp and to eat in darkness somewhere else. Mishnah concludes. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Ein Madlikin Ela V'Shemen Zayis Bilvad. Rabbi Tarfon says, one may only light with olive oil. Halacha is not in accordance with the Ritarfon, and in fact one could use various types of oils, except for those which are listed to us in the first Mishnah, because they are inferior, and this Itran, because of its poor odor, we are concerned that someone will walk away because of the poor odor, and also a Shemen of Persimmon, a oil made from persimmon oil, apparently exudes a wonderful fragrance, and Chachamim were worried a person might come and take from it to use to place on their body, and therefore they'd be chayav for extinguishing a fire because they're taking, removing some of the oil. But a couple of those exceptions, all the other types of oils are permitted, one is not obligated to only use olive oil for their lamp on Friday night.